Good morning. Coming up on 1010 here on the Mighty 690, it is time for our chat with Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, it's great. I love this, the warm weather. This is great. This is my jam. So,
it's going to get windy, though.
It's going to get windy. With the warmth comes the wind, at least in March and April. So. And it's going to get bad windy, so we don't want this. But
that's right. Oh, well. Everybody better secure their trash cans and anything else that's not weighted down in their yards.
Be
that's
careful
for sure.
With those cigarettes and anything else that could cause a fire today.
Fire and EMS would appreciate that.
They would. As we were talking, they were at a busy day, busy weekend. Friday, it was just crazy. So. They had a lot going on.
Yes, they did.
We don't want more for more work.
No, every little bit we can do makes a difference. So yes, don't burn, don't do anything like that right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do we have going on in Independence?
Well, I'll start by letting you know that Wednesday evening, Dickie's Barbecue always has live music. We always talk about that. But Corey Lee will be the performer on Wednesday. So if you want to get downtown for some live music, head to Dickie's Barbecue Pit, 6:30 to 9, and enjoy the music of Corey Lee. And then, of course, there's always fun things happening at the brewery, so check out their Facebook page. Uncle Jack's is under new ownership, so Matt and Ashley Turner are the new owners of Uncle Jack's, so we welcome them to downtown. And they have Brian Leedy, who always plays the keyboard and lots of great music on Friday nights, so be sure and continue to enjoy Uncle Jack's. Friday evenings at 6 o'clock is when you can enjoy that music, so... Again, lots of great places to eat in downtown, lots of opportunities for live music, and I'm going to talk about a few other things coming up in April in downtown, that because it's spring and lots of fun things will be happening in the downtown area as we get ready for warmer weather. But I do want to make sure that everyone is aware of the Senior Center that is at the library on the second floor. I always want to kind of bring everybody up to speed on the offerings at the public library. They have card games on Tuesdays at 11. They do origami on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock. As we talked about before, they have movie night on Friday afternoons at 2 o'clock. And the Community Access Center is open to everyone. It's basically a Community Access Center? I meant to say Community and Senior Center.
Yes. You have it.
It's open to everyone and primarily focuses on senior activities. And if you need more information about that, you can call the library at 331-3030. And I'm sure they would take your suggestions for programming. If you have something special you would like to present, if you know of a great speaker, I'm sure they would entertain those ideas as well, or if you have some fun ideas for games and activities. So again, it's on the second floor of the Independence Public Library. And Little House on the Prairie opened up for the season. They were open during spring break, but now it's official. They are open, and $5 admission for adults. $3 will get all the kids in, and they're open basically every day of the week, Monday through Sunday from 10 to 5. So very affordable because, I mean, you're out there on the prairie. You can stay as long as you want. You can take a picnic lunch out. You can feed the animals that they have in the fenced-in area. They have miniature ponies and miniature donkeys and all kinds of fun animals like that for the kids to enjoy. So again, tickets for kids are $3 each and adult tickets are $5. And they have a gift store and lots of opportunities to just really enjoy Little House on the Prairie. So if you need more information about that, you can call 620-289-4238. Then later on in the summer, we'll be talking about Carrie's birthday celebration. So baby Carrie was born on the prairie, and they always have a celebration in the summer in June to honor that. So we'll share more information about that as we progress through the summer months. We have First Friday coming up, so that's this Friday. I'm going to take a drink.
Yeah,
so,
go
James,
for it.
I don't
You're
know
good.
What the deal is, but something is blowing around in the air.
There definitely is. I mean, we've got all sorts of, kicking up some dust and that sort of thing.
Oh, my goodness. So we have First Friday this Friday. Wilson Medical Center, Independence Family Medicine will be our sponsor. And we have some really great speakers, four really good topics. So Jason Rutledge, who is on the board for Community Foundation for Independence, and Brittany Holum, who has Arrow Advisors, a marketing company, who also designed the CFFI website, will be presenting together. And we're very, very excited for them to share with the community the launch of this website. So what this means for all of us is that you can go to one place and you can donate to 25 plus different organizations in the community, nonprofits. So you can push the button and donate to Veterans Freedom Square. You can push the button and donate to the Community Access Center. You can push a button or a tab and donate to the fireworks fundraising effort. And they're going to walk us through how that website works, what we're going to see when we go to that website, and really what CFFI, the Community Foundation for Independence, is all about, and how other nonprofits can get involved as well. And they're going to use, as one of their examples, I think they're going to use a couple different examples, but they're going to use the fireworks fundraising efforts as one of their example tabs. And the reason why is because the Rotary Club of Independence is taking over the fundraising efforts for the 4th of July fireworks. Historically, for years, like 30 plus years, Jim Kelly has almost single-handedly taken this on. And he has now passed the torch to the Rotary Club, of which he is a member of the Rotary Club. So we still get Jim Kelly's help. But we're spreading the workload over the club and club members. And so the Rotary Club is launching fundraising for the fireworks. And we've got basically 90 days. Believe it or not, we're 90 days from the 4th of July.
Oh, my.
I mean, it's the 4th of April
it's
right
hard
now.
To believe.
I know. So they're going to pull up the website for the fireworks fundraising efforts on CFFI's website and show us how we can go in and you just push the button. You can donate online. You can donate a one-time donation. You can donate an annual donation. But it's very, very important that we kind of start getting our mind around that, because it takes all of us to donate to make sure that we have beautiful fireworks on the 4th of July. And they're over $20,000 this year. So
Wow. Super
expensive, but well worth it when we're celebrating the 4th, and in what better town but Independence. And so back to First Friday, Jason and Brittany are going to be talking all about Community Foundation for Independence and the launch of the website and focusing on the fireworks fundraising. Scott Patton, who is the director of Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo, is really gearing up for the season. Obviously, this weekend is park opening. We'll be talking about that in a minute. But Scott will be talking about things that are happening in the park, some improvements that are being made, and the efforts towards restoring the locomotive and how close we are to seeing that program, the fundraising efforts really wrapping up. We're just, you know, some thousands away, but in the grand scheme of things, we had a lot of thousands. You know,
sure,
we had many, many thousands of dollars. I think we're like 15 away. So we've made great strides, and Scott's going to be talking about that. Our assistant city manager, David Cowan, is going to be talking about the relocation of City Hall. So they're going to be relocating to their original site over in the downtown area, and what that will mean for all of those employees, what that will mean for the downtown. We're really excited to have all those employees in downtown. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
The surge in the restaurants and everything.
And we've been enjoying the progress updates they've been sharing on the building.
Yes. So we're excited that 100-year-old building is going to be occupied once again. And our city manager will be talking about that. And then, excuse me, Chuck Goad, who did the facilitation for the community discussions on beautification, he's going to be doing an update at First Friday. So what's really good about that is he's going to tell the general public what was discussed that night. We had like 80 plus people in the room, so we had really good participation, lots of great conversation. Chuck kind of wrapped it all up, tied it up with a bow, and is going to deliver that message at First Friday on some quick wins, some low-hanging fruit, some plans to, you know, move the needle on beautification. What I heard someone say at one of the tables was, you know, we didn't get this way overnight. the blight and dilapidated buildings or situations that we're all experiencing and really focusing on didn't just poof happen, and they're not going to poof go away either. So we need to have a plan. We need to work the plan. So he's going to be talking about that at First Friday. So I encourage everyone to go. It's from 7:30 to 9 Friday morning. Free muffins and coffee from Annie Mae's, courtesy of our sponsor, Wilson Medical Center. And really good information. If you can't go because of work or conflicts with schedules, you can always catch it on Facebook Live and stay up to date on what's happening in the community. So Easter's this weekend.
Yes.
Lots of opportunities for Easter egg hunts. So I do want to make sure that all the parents and grandparents know of all the places to take the kids to enjoy some Easter egg hunts. So Credo Senior Living is having one this Friday at 2 o'clock. Credo is located at 2120 North 13th, and that is actually right across the street from Jefferson School, if you want to put that in proximity of another landmark. And so you'll want to bring the kids out at 2 o'clock. It's an opportunity for them to really entertain the senior citizens as they're hunting eggs, probably on the lawn of the facility. So you can take photos in their photo booth. They're going to have refreshments. You'll collect all the eggs that they can, and that will be a good time. So that one will take place on Friday. And then there's another one at Medical Lodges, and they'll have one on Saturday. And Medical Lodges is located in the same vicinity at 1000 Mulberry. So actually, just to the north of Jefferson School is where you'll find Medical Lodges. And theirs starts at 2 o'clock as well. And you can just basically bring the kids out. The Easter Bunny will be there. So bring a basket for the kids and hunt eggs. And again, all of those residents super will, you know, or will have a super good time watching all those kids hunt eggs. And then the last Easter egg hunt that I know about will be the one sponsored by Rotary. This is the one they have every single year in the Park Oval. It will start at 3 o'clock, and it's on Easter Sunday this year, because they typically have it on Saturday, but the park opening's on Saturday. The way the calendar fell, Easter is right up against park opening. So we're having the Easter egg hunt on Easter Sunday at 3 o'clock, and there's different age groups. There's ages just like little kiddos to one-year-old, twos and three-year-olds, four and five-year-olds, six and seven-year-olds will be over by the band shell with the 8 and 9 year olds. So all of the kids basically from 1 to 5 will be in the oval area, and the Easter Bunny will be there as well. You'll hunt eggs in your age category. Super fun. So that's what's happening. And then I'm going to back up and talk about park opening, which is Saturday from 11 to 3. This is a very big day for the park and the zoo, and it's completely, well, I can't say it's completely, but most everything is free. So there are a few things there that you do have to pay for if you choose to participate. But here are all the fun things that are free. Face painting, completely free. Balloon animals, completely free. Carousel rides, miniature golf, completely free. And the train will not be running because there's an issue with the track that they're working on, and they just don't have all the construction done. So no miniature train this year, but still plenty of fun with miniature golf and the carousel. They'll have children's crafts completely free. Some two local artisans, Steve McBride and Shelley James, have created some coloring pages that are incredibly artistic and very, I think they'll be like almost collector items for them to color. So, and then there's a petting zoo, and that's completely free unless you want to feed the animals. Then you have to pay a little bit to get some food. The only things you really have to pay for would be some things at the concession stand. So if you're wanting a hot dog or if you're wanting cotton candy, you got to pay for those. And then also, I believe there's going to be food truck out there. So you would have to pay for that. And then camel rides. But camel rides are only $3. So it's still very, very affordable.
Yep, cheap entertainment.
Yes. So all of that from 11 to 3 on Saturday, and just in celebration of opening day at the park. And it's sponsored by Four Paws, which is basically the foundation side of the park. And that's an acronym for Friends of Riverside Park and Zoo. So we're very thankful for them. It's time for the Farmers Market. So Farmers Market is going to be kicking off soon, but we're having, I think it's going to be like the start of May, but we're having a vendors meeting, and it's Tuesday, the April the 11th at 6:30 at Annie Mae's Coffee Shop. So you'll utilize the back parking lot, and you'll come through that back door, and it's, again, it's next Tuesday, right? That's the 11th.
Yes,
correct. That's hard to believe. And 6:30 in the evening. So if you're a vendor, be sure and come. A food vendor, a maker vendor, everyone is welcome. So we're going to put our heads together and come up with a plan for an even better farmers market this year. So Beekeepers Association will be meeting the second Thursday. So that's next week, April the 13th at ICC West, 2615 West Main at 6 o'clock. Want to make sure everybody knows about that. If you've been out to Walmart lately, you've seen probably that U.S. Cellular has moved from their temporary location to their permanent location. And they have a brand new space in that little strip mall right there. Beautiful space. And they're ready to celebrate that next Friday, the 14th at 11:30. We'll have a ribbon cutting, and that will take place I believe at 11:30 is when the ribbon cutting will take place. And then their grand opening celebration is going to be both Friday and Saturday. Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday from 10 to 5. They're going to have drawings. Coyote Tacos is going to be out there. So it'll be a fun day. And if you're a U.S. Cellular customer, you got to go in and check it out.
Oh, of course.
If you're looking for a new carrier, then get in there and check out that new location. It's really nice. Also, I wanted to let everybody know that this morning I was in a meeting where they were talking about the downtown events that will be happening this spring and summer. And All Wheels Night and Cruisin' Indy has moved to the second Friday of the month. Historically, it's been on the third, but we're moving it to the second for a really good reason, because we think there's going to be more opportunities for cars to be able to come down that night. There was a conflict on the third Friday. So second Friday, the first one will be next Friday, the 14th, and it'll be downtown in that 200 block, basically, is where we're kind of saving the spaces for all of the classic cars and hot rod cars to be down there. And Straightaway is going to be playing. That's Tommy Lawrence's band, very talented group, and they'll be playing in front of Dickie's Barbecue. And everyone is just invited downtown to bring their lawn chairs or enjoy some of the outdoor seating that already exists in downtown. Enjoy the music from Straightaway. It'll be from 6:30 to 8:30. Walk around, look at all the cars that are down, bring your own car down if it's one that you think you want to show off and pull it in. You don't have to register anything, but we are asking that everyone else kind of parks on the outskirts, side streets of downtown, so that all those cool cars can be right there in the heart of All Wheels Night. So put it on your calendar for the second Friday of every month, April through August. And 6:30 to 8:30. It'll be a fun time. And then I will go ahead and give a little save the date for Main Street's Men's Night. And it will be April the 27th at the brewery. So we'll have more information about that as we get closer to that date. But that'll be a fun night. They always have a ladies' night in June, but they have a men's night in April. So it'll be fun. And here's a very important bit of information to share with you. So the Independence Masonic Lodge is going to be hosting a health and cancer screening event next Wednesday, April the 15th, from 9 to 12. There will be screenings for all types of cancer, blood pressure readings, tobacco cessation materials, and more will be available. The event is free and open to the public. You can contact Jeff Shaw if you need more information. Call 620-205-6777. And the Masonic Lodge is located at 2000 West Laurel. And again, that's from 9 to noon. And it's a great opportunity to get in there. I've been to it before. And they also are doing prostate and skin cancer screenings. They have take-home colorectal cancer screening kits. That's very important, along with the blood pressure readings as well. So be sure and take advantage of that. No cost whatsoever. Home Sweet Home Homeless Ministries is doing a pulled pork dinner and silent auction next Saturday the 15th from 5:30 to 7 at the Baptist Church at 220 South Penn Avenue. Adult tickets are $10. Kid dinner tickets are $5. And it's dine-in or carry-out. And again, all of the money that is raised from that dinner will go to support the homeless ministry. So that is very important to support. We have the William Inge Theater Festival coming up, and I have an in-studio guest that we'll talk to here in just a minute who will give us the complete rundown of everything happening as it relates to William Inge. Business After Hours for April will be Thursday, April the 20th, and it's going to be at the Independence Gun Club Sporting Heritage Center, right in the middle of downtown in the 200 block, 212 North Penn Avenue is the exact address, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. You can really just come and go and drop by, and we'll have more information as we get close to that, but it'll be here before we know it, so mark it on your calendar. Last week, we had a great turnout at Edward Jones, Jason Rutledge, and we celebrated Sam Hilger, a new financial advisor with him, checked out his new remodel, and we're going to continue to stay in the downtown and go to the Sporting Heritage Center. And then in May, we're going to go a few doors down and be at Omar El Shabassi's new Empire and Men's Lounge. So lots of development happening in the downtown area. So Red Cross Blood Mobile will be in town on Monday the 24th from 11 to 5:15 at the Wesley Center. So be sure and put that on your calendar so that you're aware of that if you are a blood donor. And let me just, we got miniature golf, glow golf, starting up again. So it's always I think it's like the fourth Friday of every month. So that'll be April the 28th from 9 to 11:45. Got to wait till it gets dark. And you can play glow golf at the miniature golf course. So be sure and put that on your calendar as something fun to do with the family. Don't forget, we have Love Independence Day on Saturday, April the 29th. Be thinking about what you can do to display love and kindness in the community. Just completely random. You can either have a plan, not have a plan, whatever. You can do it as an individual. You can do it with your kids. You can participate with your grandkids, maybe your Sunday school class or your church family or your business or your classroom at school or the community college is participating. Maybe your department's at work. If you work for a large organization, maybe you just want to do something as your department. Again, family participation. We're just encouraging everyone to be mindful that day. Think of something fun that you can do. We've got lots of good ideas that are already coming into the chamber, and I'll probably be sharing some of those when we're a couple weeks out so that everybody can maybe be inspired about what's happening. One of the things that you can do right now is help support communities and schools. And this program is in the high school and the middle school, and they are taking donations right now for the 3rd through the 7th. They're taking individually packaged snacks, so you can drop them off at the chamber office, the high school and the middle school. They're just trying to replenish their snack pantry, so drop off Cheez-Its and crackers and Chex Mix and Goldfish, all those things kids love to eat. Drop those things off. The next week, the 10th through the 14th, it's socks and school supplies. So drop off Trapper Keepers, paper, mechanical pencils, notebooks, and socks of all sizes probably. And then 17th through the 21st is all about deodorant and body wash. They could all use that. And so drop off men's and women's deodorant and body wash again. The high school, the middle school, and the Chamber of Commerce. And then lastly, that week of Love Independence Day, it's mac and cheese and ramen soup cups. So another easy thing for the kids to make. Most of them have access to water and a microwave, so they can whip up a snack maybe on the weekend when they're hungry. They can take it home on Friday with them. And so we just want to make sure that we're supporting communities and schools. Someone might say, what is that? And that's the organization that does exactly that. It really connects the communities with the school kids, and they work to remove those barriers so that they can focus on their studies and be successful in the classroom. And many times, these things I just mentioned, food insecurity, clothing, hygiene, all those things get in the way sometimes. So we want to remove all of that so they can focus on school. And I think wrapping it up, we have an opportunity to get our health in check. And there's going to be a 1 mile fun run and a 5K race on Saturday, May the 6th. So while that's a month from today, you got to start getting in shape now so you can make it through the fun run or the fun walk if it's me participating, or the 5K. So if you want to get signed up, you can call 331-8096, or you can go to the chamber and pick up a form to fill out and get registered, or you can visit runsignup.com. And when you do runsignup.com, you'll type in Saturday in the park, and it'll pull up that event, and then you'll go to find a race, and you'll be able to search for the registration and get registered for that. And it's $10 for the fun run. It's $25 for the 5K. So be sure and get signed up for that. If you need more information, you can sure call the chamber and we'll get you all the information you need to participate. But what a fun way to get out, bring the kids out, participate in the fun run or walk, whatever you want to do. If you're energetic and in shape, you can do that 1 mile fun run as well. And if you're even beyond that, you can participate in the 5K, and they have medals and everything for that particular race. So put all of that down. And if you need more information, call us at the chamber office at 331-1890. We'll give you all the information. Go on to our Facebook page. We try to do a good job of sharing all of the events and activities on our page. And then on our website, which is indks.com/chamber.org, you can find all of the flyers with all the detailed information for many of these events that I just mentioned. So I asked if I could bring another in-studio guest, and James said yes.
Of course.
So today we have with us Dee Molnar, who is in charge of the William Inch Theater Festival this year. They're celebrating 40 years, and I thought it would be great to have somebody who's living and breathing it right now come and tell us everything we need to know so that we know all the events that are happening, how we can get tickets, and all the fun ways that we can participate and maybe educate ourselves a little bit more about the reasons why William Inge is very important and connected to our community. So I'm going to share the microphone with Dee. So want to tell us what's happening? What do we need to know?
Well, thank you for having me here. Yes, I feel super honored to be able to bring the 40th William Inge Theater Festival this year. We are honoring William Inge. William Inge grew up in Independence, as many of you know. He became a Pulitzer Prize-winning, Oscar-winning playwright. He was a theater kid growing up, and one of the lovely things about Independence and this area is all of our youth grow up in the theater, whether it be the Children's Summer Theater, Niwala, and now the Inge Festival and the Independence Community College Theater. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of opportunities for our youth. We, as part of the festival, are bringing The Dark at the Top of the Stairs by William Inge. That will be Wednesday the 19th at 7, Friday the 21st at 7, and Saturday the 26th at 2. This is a lovely production that is brought to you by the Independence Community College Theater Department. We have brought in two guest artists from New York, and we are incorporating also some of our community members and our students for what I have heard down the hallway to be an impactful evening. In addition to that, we're offering workshops for both young and old. We will have workshops in the theater, whether it be a voice class, a theater class, talking about what you can do to bring theater into more into your community, things like that. We also will have the high school competition brought to you by the William Inge Foundation. One of the highlights of our festival this year is the New Play Labs. It is a partnership with Kansas Creative Arts Industries Commission, in which we have chosen 11 playwrights to bring their work in and do a reading of that. Super interested and super excited about the guest artists that are coming in to promote this play lab. In addition to that, we will have a picnic where we are, through Independence Community College, are sponsoring free rides and games. And come celebrate with us, meet old friends, new friends, and enjoy the day. On Saturday, we have a library talk at 9:30. I'm curious about this library talk. One of the things that I'm interested in is finding out what artists in the area, how they feel about this area and this region and how it affects creating their work, whether it be theater or design or those kind of things. And then the final is our closing Moon Glow celebration with a tribute to William Inge, and that'll be at the Booth Hotel at 5 p.m. One thing that I am super excited about this year is that we are not charging admission for our events. We wanted to reach back out into our community and to our region, and so all of our events are free. For more information, please visit the William Inge Center website at www.ingecenter.org. We will have schedules, times, and events. Thank you.
Good.
That's great.
Okay, so you said that you have a movie night at the college?
Yes.
I want to
I had my whole spiel and I forgot about that one. So thank you. This Thursday, we are offering a showing of Picnic, which is one of William Inge's plays that was turned into a movie. So at 7:30, we're offering an outdoor picnic. Now, if weather turns out to be really terrible, we will take it inside to the movie theater on campus, but we're going to try. So bring a blanket, bring a chair, bring a friend. We'll have concessions, a few things offered by my lovely husband, Paul Molnar. Will be helping to create snacks and things, and that will be a fundraiser for the theater department at ICC. So 7:30, what I'm calling the quad. We have a quad on campus, outdoor in between the academic building and the field house and the fine arts building and our cafe. Oh, what's the name of that building? The cafeteria building. Sorry, I got nervous.
No, it's good. It's a campus. It's supposed to have quadrangles.
It's supposed to have a quad,
come
right? Right. So we're gonna try it outside, but inclement weather, we're taking it inside. So 7:30 for a free viewing of Picnic.
Well, that's wonderful. And we were just talking off air. I haven't seen that movie yet. And of course, you know, you see it, you get subliminal messaging on the train overpass there, because it's the wording is on there. So mm-hmm. we have that depicted in mural form. So if you haven't seen it, and I haven't either, you got to check it out.
I remember one year, James, I don't know, it's a few years ago, prior to COVID, they brought all of the William Inge plays, like three or four of them, the movie productions, and they played them at the movie theater. And it was really nice because you were able to go to the movie theater and watch all of them kind of prior to the festival. And it was, to me, it was inspirational because you saw so much of Independence in his writings, in particular Picnic and The Dark at the Top of the Stairs. And so it all made sense kind of when then you were involved in the festival and you heard people talk about certain things. You're like, ah, yeah, I remember I saw that in the movie, because I had seen some of them, but not all of them. And it had been a long time ago that I think maybe when I was in high school that I saw a couple of them, but it's always fun to hear them. Isn't it Picnic where they talk about Niwala?
And Queen Neela.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
And she floats down the river in that that movie, too. She's on like a, instead of on the street, float.
There are a few differences, yeah. Right? There, mm-hmm. Instead of the street, they have a river. And instead of the granaries, they have granaries instead of like oil derricks.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. So there's a few differences.
Well, and part of the movie was filmed in Kansas, not necessarily Independence, but they did get some shots in different communities in Kansas. I was just looking that up. So.
And I also think that, you know, William Inge's boyhood home is in Independence. And so if you've ever had the privilege to be inside that home, the foundation has taken great care of it. And really, it just feels like a home when you go inside. And you can actually, if you're in there for a reason, I've walked up the top of those stairs and you just kind of feel like you're in that place where, or even downstairs where William Inge, you know, got a lot of the reasons why he wrote what he did about his childhood. So, I don't know if a lot of people know, but I think it's also very cool that the college supports writers in residence. And so many of these playwrights come in from, you know, all New York City, and they want to get away from all the noise and confusion and distraction. And they come to our rural community and they stay in the home of, as Dee said, a Pulitzer Prize winner, Oscar winner, and use that as a tranquil, quiet place to write.
You're talking about the playwrights in residence. It's through grants that we invite playwrights to come and take a moment and create what they want and bring to our community a reading of one of their creations.
But don't you think
I feel
cool?
honored to be able to be a part of it. With my theater background and growing up and landing here, I just feel honored that we can do this. So
I think it's just really cool that we provide that to playwrights, because just think, they're writing and then they go back to where they came from and produce them and those great stage productions or plays. Maybe that inspiration all started while they were sitting on a couch drinking a cup of coffee in Independence, Kansas.
Sure. I mean, this is a very different place to, you know, someone from a big city, you know.
Yes.
It can spark some ideas and inspiration.
And the readings.
Sitting on the sideline watching a parade as in a small town where they might not get that, where they come from.
They really experience some true Americana right here.
Yes. And the readings that you were talking about, I was kind of just in general talking about playwrights coming into our community, but we are going to have some readings of some plays, right? And that's always fun because it's an opportunity. I'm not that knowledgeable about the theater, and I absolutely love to go to these readings because you sit there in the audience and they come out with no costumes, no props, and they read these plays, and they're doing it, as I understand it, to really find out if we as the audience laugh or respond the way that they're hoping. And if we don't, then I think they go back and maybe tweak and change up their writing some. But it really makes me, as a left-brained individual, use my right brain to be creative and think about what I would be seeing on stage if there was a production, or what I would be seeing in set designs or in costuming if I were to see a full stage production. So I love the readings. So
we are doing 11 readings. Two of them are considered one acts because they are about 20 minutes to 30 minutes, but the other nine are 10 minutes each. So very short and to the point.
Hey, that's great. Well, Dee, is there any place that people can go to see the full list of all the events and everything for the Inge Festival?
Absolutely. We have it on the website at www.ingecenter.org. So you can visit our festival schedule page there, and we will be up on the Facebooks and moving forward throughout the community. So thank you.
Well, excellent. Well, very good. Lots of stuff going on, and that's a really neat event, and I hope people take advantage of it.
Yes. In fact, we are the official
Theater Festival of Kansas.
Look at that. We got to think about that.
Lisa, another great guest, and good to have you on again, Dee.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we look forward to chatting again soon, and I know people are knocking down the doors to try to get on the last few minutes open line, so we will go ahead and do that here when we return on KEGGF.